Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out the blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question on the homepage, you can watch a video, you get the picture, folks, lots of stuff there. 3 seconds to 3 minutes, we got something you can do there that will help you with your small business. Daryl Noach is our guest. K-N-O-C-H is how you spell his last name. Creator of True Wealth University, author of Mastering a Healthy Self-Image. That's an e-book. By the way, Daryl, tell us how we can find your book and your websites.
Well, if they will go out to truewealthuniversity.com, that will get them to anything.
All right. Truewealthuniversity.com.
That's correct.
All right.
I like your choice of music, by the way.
Oh, thanks. You're welcome. Hey, Daryl, let's talk about this self-image thing. Now, you had something dramatic happen to you. You had an injury. You had some family situations that caused you to be very, very much aware of an image that was not good, that it was very much part of your consciousness. Do you think that there are people out there who are not being successful today who have a self-image issue, but they don't really realize it? It's holding them back, but they're not really dealing with it. What do you think?
I really believe that that is true, and you know, they may be thinking about it in different manners, and they may be thinking about something that is not related to the self-esteem. But you know, a lot of times, you know, as a young boy, I would be angry and I wouldn't have the best attitude because I didn't have a good self-esteem, and so I was giving off an air that I was not a friendly person. And, you know, in reality, I've always had a big heart, but because I was angry and I didn't have that good self-esteem, people didn't perceive me, and I really was giving it off. I was showing, you know, some little bits of anger in different places, and that's not good customer service.
And you didn't realize you were doing that?
You know, I didn't realize it in the way that made me change it.
Did you feel like you have a little chip on your shoulder, maybe?
I did. There's no question about it.
How old were you when you realized that this was going to be a problem for you?
I was 22 years old when my brother gave me that set of Zig Ziglar tapes.
Yeah.
And listening to that and starting to educate myself was what really helped me see, you know what, you've got a kind of a crappy self-esteem. You've got a crappy attitude, and you need to change that if you're going to go someplace in life.
And you're living proof, Daryl, that you can turn that around, aren't you? I mean, you had plenty of reason to be entrenched, to have this to be entrenched and to define you as who you are. But if you allow that to own you, it's basically an excuse, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's all too easy for all of us to be comfortable in what we're at, even if it's not where we want to be. Mm-hmm. We get comfortable with it, and we find it hard to change. And so, you know, we have to come to that decision of, you know, the old saying, "I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to make a change."
You know, Daryl, one of the things that I think about, one of the terms that I use about this, about getting over yourself, not letting what's going on in your life affect the people around you, like your customers especially, I call it rising above. If you can't rise above your own problems, if you can't get out of your own way, if you can't rise above, when you're dealing with customers or whoever you're dealing with, and you had a bad day or a bad year or a bad life, if you can't rise above that, you can't find a way, even if you can't solve all those problems today, you still need to find a way to rise above that. What do you think?
I totally agree. And, you know, with Google today, we have so much information at our fingertips. If you say to Google, how do I realize this? How do I find this mm-hmm. piece of information? Mm-hmm. It has such a wealth of information available that we just don't have excuses to say, I don't know how to change my life. Not exactly self-esteem, but it's related to everything. You know, let's say you want to learn to read how to read a financial statement. You know, I didn't know how to read a financial statement when mm-hmm. I was 18 years of age,
mm-hmm.
but I learned how to read a financial statement. And same with self-esteem and self-confidence and taking prosperity. Learn how to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, reading, watching, listening, educating, listening to your show. You know, those are ways that people can really change their life.
If you really want to get out of your own way, folks, learn and read about other people like Daryl Noak and what they've done to accomplish that. Daryl, thank you for being here. Give us the website quickly one more time.
It is TrueWealthUniversity.com.
Check it out. You can find his books there, too. Daryl, come back another day.
I appreciate that. I'd love to.
We'll see you then. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.